And we are live. We are back here, Channel 9 Live, here at Ignite in Orlando, Florida. I'm Christina Warren, and I am joined by two of my favorite friends here at Ignite. Here, joined by David Blank Edelman and Stephen Hand. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good.
I'm not really sure why I said that. It's day three.
It is.
We're all making that mistake. David and Jason are part of the CloudOps Advocate team, which is fairly new here at Microsoft. And you are both involved with SREs, or Site Reliability Engineering. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You betcha.
Awesome. And this year at Ignite is kind of interesting because we have some SRE content, we think maybe for the first time that there are a number of sessions around that. So let me ask first, because some people in the audience might not be clear, what is an SRE?
So site reliability engineering is an engineering discipline that's designed to help people get an appropriate level of reliability from their system, to focus on reliability as one of the primary features of their system. Because what people find is that they can add all the features they want, they can spend all the engineering effort they want, spend a ton of money and people and stuff, and if it's not up, it doesn't do the business any good. So site reliability engineering is the discipline that focuses on exactly that. And it's the discipline that's used at places like Microsoft or Google or Twitter or Yelp, or you just name it, you know, like Spotify, all these other places use that as the way they keep these huge, huge amounts of infrastructure running and applications and that sort of stuff, sort of planet-wide scale stuff.
Awesome. And so listening to kind of what you're talking about, what that is, there seems to be like there might be some overlap or at least some similarities with, you know, kind of the practice of DevOps. Can you talk to me a little bit about the difference between DevOps and SREs, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of overlap in sort of the language between the two. Most of it has to do, when you're talking about DevOps, is just trying to really use this sort of combination of improvements to the way we manage people and the processes and always sort of improving those along with the technology, because especially in tech, like, things just change really quickly. So you have this idea of continuous improvement, all with the idea of really just being able to provide some sort of value to the end user or the customer or the, you know, whoever's trying to use your service or your technology in general. And so, we're just trying to find different ways to really improve the way we deliver software, the way we try to keep it available and up and reliable. And because somebody is on the other side of a computer or other side of a mobile device trying to use our service, and we gotta be able to provide new features and functionality at a really quick pace, but also keep it up and secure and running and available and all that stuff. And that's where SRE principles, they start to overlap, because it turns the DevOps sort of philosophies into more actionable things that we can do in the space of monitoring and just sort of uptime in general.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it seems like, you know, DevOps is all, you're pushing those features out, you're trying to get things, you know, keep things up to date and push out changes. But if it breaks, or if it could potentially break, you know, this is when you need, you know, an SRE and those principles to keep stuff up and running.
I mean, SREs are also really concerned about feature velocity as well, and being able to, but it's a way of doing an operational practice that allows you to have this balance between things must be stable so that they're reliable all the time, and the business has got to make money, and the customers want things, and they want to be able to iterate stuff. And it's yet another operations practice that's trying to deal with that fundamental tension.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Exactly, because it does seem like there is like that fundamental tension of like, we want stuff to be stable, but we need to update and improve and add new things.
Yeah. I mean, these are basically two operational practices that sort of developed in parallel to my thinking. You know, one of them was sort of built up in the land of Google and sort of in those halls and that sort of stuff, and then later on in other places. And DevOps was sort of more in the wider world, and they took different approaches. The DevOps approach is really heavily focused on culture and how you think about these things. SRE can be sometimes a little more prescriptive. It also has its opinions about things like that. And it's not that one is an evolutionary step from the other. They're both just parallel processes, you know, parallel operations practices, and people should sort of pick the stuff that works for them, in our opinion.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense.
And a lot of this is really just because of sort of the rapid adoption of Azure and cloud, you know, computing in general, is that we've shifted our sort of thinking away from trying to keep these servers that are maybe in the back of a closet or in our own data centers on premises. Those are still important to us, but now we can scale and we can sort of change the dynamics of our infrastructure programmatically from within Azure. And so a lot of those concerns of keeping that stuff really healthy has has really gone away and let us sort of focus on what is the experience of the end user, and how do we make sure that they're getting, again, that value that we're trying to provide to them, and where does that push us in terms of our engineering efforts? How do we start thinking about monitoring and security and all these different things that have something to do with availability? How do we start thinking about those things much earlier in the conversation rather than the old-fashioned way of sort of bolting on those things to keep an eye on it after the fact?
You know, I was going to ask, because it's interesting, especially here at Ignite, where you have a lot of traditional, you know, kind of IT pro types and people who still are on-prem and maybe have some hybrid solutions, or maybe some people are more cloud-based, you know. This seems like both of these, you know, both the DevOps world, but especially the SRE world, does, like you said, seem to be very much driven by the adoption of the cloud and Azure and things like that. So how do you, I guess, what's the best way for maybe an existing and established business to start moving into and start developing some of these SRE practices and taking those things on?
Sure, and I just want to point out that, you know, Google is on-prem, right? They run their own data centers, right? So it's, I mean, and yes, they do it sort of in a very specific cloud formation, but, you know, they're on-prem too, quite frankly.
Sure.
So this is all good for all of us. So when I talk to people about how to get started, I usually say that people start with SRE with either a problem, like they've had a whole bunch of downtime and stuff like that, or an epiphany. They wake up some morning and go, wait a second, this makes a lot of sense to me. I'm going to go and do that. Then I say the next thing to do is to go off and read about it. There are three really good books out from O'Reilly. The original SRE book, the SRE workbook, and I just recently published one out on O'Reilly.
Nice.
Called Seeking SRE, which is meant to sort of look at sort of the more expansive view of SRE. Read that stuff and read it with a critical eye. Like, figure out, like, what stuff in this stuff makes sense to you, what stuff could never work here, but don't just try to, like, pick it up like a hymnal and just try to read and make it happen. You have to think about what it is that will work in your environment. Once you've done that, I say it's kind of really important to go talk to other people trying to do this, and it's the same for DevOps as well. Like things like DevOps Days and other stuff like that are really important. So there are conferences specifically for SREs. There's SREcon. I say go out there, talk to people who have the same problems you have, or the same concerns, that are failing the same way, that are succeeding the same way that you might want to be doing, and that's the next step. And once you've done that, then you can start to dabble in some of the practices on a smaller scale, and just get your feet wet with trying to have the conversations around, what would it be like if we were to take a service and focus on how we talk about its reliability between the people that are tasked with keeping the things running and the people that are developing the stuff? And there are ways to have those conversations that SRE helps facilitate.
Yeah.
And once you do that and you get a sense of, like, does this work here? Does this feel good? And when you find that SRE starts to snowball for you, that you're getting all these benefits, then you can go whole hog into a full SRE practice, hiring people who are SREs who are going to focus primarily on reliability or resiliency or all these sort of good stuff like that. And once you do that, well, congratulations, you're one of us. You know?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is, it's super important to sort of remember that availability is and sort of reliability is the responsibility of everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
It starts in engineering because that's a lot kind of their concerns, I guess, right out of the gate. But honestly, you get all these stakeholders in a room or around a table and ask them what really concerns you about our service. If something was to go wrong, what would be the thing that's going to make you really upset or really, you know, start to concern the business type of thing? And you get all kinds of concerns. And of course, there's going to be things that are related to the infrastructure. There's going to be stuff that's related to the applications. There's going to be things that are maybe more business logic related. But you want to be able to answer the questions that people have about this. If there's a concern about this one aspect of our service, and you really can't with fairly, you know, certain accuracy answer the question of is it working or isn't working, then that's where SRE starts to step in and say, well, we're going to instrument something in here to give you those answers. One, that frees us up. You're not going to come asking us to, like, look into this, run some sort of queries and give you some data to sort of support your theory. You can find this stuff out because the system is really telling you, or at least providing a way for you to answer those questions.
Because you have the ability to have more monitoring and more access to that sort of stuff.
Yeah, monitoring and logs and all kinds of just data that you may not really need in the moment at all times, but you may want to go ask some questions, or you may have some sort of an outage, and then we'll do some sort of learning review. And that data is invaluable to go back and just really sift through and say, what really happened? What can we learn from this? How can we make our systems better, our processes a little bit better, the way we work together? That's a big part of the DevOps thing, is we're trying to get traditional developers and traditional operations and IT people, they've been sort of divided off into their own worlds.
Right, they've been in silos, but now it's like, makes sense for everybody to be in the same room, everybody working together.
Yeah, exactly. We're all trying to provide the same thing. We all need to align our incentives because previously we all had kind of work in these areas where I do my work and then I hand it off to you, and then
right.
I'm going to start something else while you take it from here. And there's still going to be some of that for
sure.
a long time. But now we have to actually own the service as a developer. I have to really think, what's this going to be like in production? And then I'm still sort of responsible for that. If something goes down, I'm likely the best person to get involved with recovering from whatever went wrong.
Yeah.
And that's different. A lot of companies aren't there and may not be there for a long time. But that's where some of the forward-thinking companies are moving, is we got to get our developers more involved with what's going on in production. And DevOps is sort of helping with that.
Yeah, and SRE has these practices that facilitate those conversations in a way where two people are getting a chance to talk about the same thing using objective data, and it's not a like, oh, you said, I said sort of thing. We're all looking at the same stuff. The analogy that I also give is it's like when you bring a security person in. Their job isn't to like hold all the responsibility for all the security of your company.
Right.
Right? They don't show up and they go, I'm in charge of security now.
I'm Mr. Security.
Exactly.
I'm
or
Ms.
Or
security.
Ms. Security. Yes,
I'm
precisely.
Ms. Security. I'm Ms. Security.
Absolutely.
No, I'm not.
So I think that's the same with reliability as well. Somebody shows up, they're going to pay attention to this particular thing. They're going to be a resource to you. They're going to say, hey, I noticed that you seem to have maybe like a single point of failure over there. What could we do to engineer something differently?
Yeah.
And they can be useful in all these cases to just have a focus on reliability because the businesses have decided this is crucial to us.
Yeah, I use the metaphor all the time of the services that we use, and even social media, are becoming such a commodity and something that we just really depend on. Whether we really need to be checking Twitter all the time, I want to, or I may need to for work or whatever the case is. And so it's almost like water and electricity and the typical utilities, we just flip a switch and we just expect it to work. And if it doesn't work, it impacts our lives.
Sure.
And there's a lot of digital stuff out there that's starting to have that same sort of feel, right?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I think at this point, for most of us, if there's a certain service on your phone, that stops working, that can be as detrimental in some ways as the lights going out.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get anywhere without GPS anymore.
Yeah, same. Yeah, and it can be a real problem. So that's a really good point. We've got just a tiny bit of time left, but before wrap up, can you tell us a little bit about some of the sessions that have been happening at Ignite this week, so that people can check them out because they'll be able to stream them after the fact?
Yeah, we're super excited because this is the first time that I'm aware of, or Jason's aware, that we've had SRE explicitly here at Ignite. So there are four sessions that happened. There was an SRE 101, sort of a beginner session that we encourage people to look at if they've not dealt with SRE before.
Awesome.
There was a session that Jason did with Kishore about
incident
response, because it's really, really important when something happens to learn from it and how we
Absolutely.
Do it here at Microsoft. There is a talk tomorrow that's a deeper dive into some of these SRE practices that I'll be giving on SLIs and SLOs. And then the final talk is by Jared, who will be giving a discussion about how he moved from being what we would call the traditional IT ops sysadmin to being an SRE and what his journey was like.
I love that.
So people can understand, how do you go from this to that? So they can see themselves in it.
So they can see themselves in it. No, because I think that's really important, especially as the space continues to evolve. People having that kind of guide and saying you can do this too is really important.
And you can do this too, right? It's not like the secret cabal of people that that deal with reliability. We want you to join us. We want you to, if this is the stuff that works for you, come, please be part of this community.
Amazing. All right, well, everybody, check out those sessions online. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
And check out David's book, Seeking SRE.
SRE is a different place.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Seeking SRE.
Seeking SRE, running production systems at scale.
And we'll see you back here on Channel 9 Live, and I'll continue to mess with people's names and names of their books.
It'll be great.
Bye.
Take care.
See you.